QuickSurf Internet Media presents Microsoft News Log, separating the Microsoft signal from the noise. Hey everybody, how's it going? You are listening to Microsoft News Log. I am your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio BR2. This is episode number 116, and we've got quite a bit to talk about here this episode. It's been a little bit busy on Microsoft front. Starting off with the first story. From the Register, Microsoft ends mainstream XP and Office 2003 support. Microsoft retired mainstream support for Windows XP and Office 2003 today, but that doesn't necessarily mean anyone should be in a hurry to upgrade to Vista yet. The firm will continue to offer extended support packages on both products through to the 8th of April 2014, allowing businesses and individuals plenty of time to consider their options before plumping for a new operating system. So if you're an end user, then you bought it retail. Unfortunately, what that means is you will not get support free, or probably any type of support. Before we go into the next story for this episode, I want to talk about the sponsor from Citrix, GoToAssist Express. If you're still trying to fix clients' technical problems in person or blindly over the phone, you're wasting your time and your clients' time. Take the guesswork out of customer support. Support smarter with the new remote support service, GoToAssist Express, brought to you by Citrix. Easily view and control your customers' computers online so you can quickly resolve their technical issues. It's easy for your customers. It's easy for you. Try GoToAssist Express right now, free for 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit GoToAssist.com/techpodcast. That's GoToAssist.com/techpodcast for a free trial. It's basically the same outfit that does GoToMeeting, one of the best pieces of software I've ever used. From Ars Technica, Microsoft owns up to E74-360 errors and expands its warranty. It's a different type of error. Most Xbox 360 systems are known more for the red ring of death, more than really pretty much any other hardware failure. However, there has been the rise of what's called the E74 error, and it's an issue that causes the console to crash and show a multi-language kill screen. You also get a single red section on your system's power button, and Microsoft is aware of the problem and has since amended its 3-year warranty to cover the error. So if you have one of those and your Xbox 360 is getting a little old, never to worry. Microsoft will cover that if that error ever pops up again. Or ever, actually, probably. From ZDNet, the All About Microsoft blog by Mary Jo Foley, Microsoft moves ahead with plan for app virtualization for servers. Microsoft execs have been hawking up the concept of application virtualization for years. It now seems they're ready to put their roadmaps where their mouths have been. Microsoft's AppV team is working on an app virtualization product that will be optimized to run on servers, according to a recent job posting unearthed on the Codename Windows blog. So, kind of interesting. Curious to see what transpires from their efforts. From PC World, the next Halo game will blend console, web, and mobile. Yeah, I'm not so sure I like that. A Microsoft job posting on Career Builder shows they're enlisting programs for a brand new Halo project that embraces online social communities. Probably it's the Halo MMO that everyone's been wanting. So, we'll see what happens with that as things go. In Electronista, there's a new Sidewinder X3 budget gaming mouse from Microsoft. It's about $40. It's a 2000 DPI laser sensor that can step down to 800 DPI or 400 DPI for subtler movements. And it has 8 buttons in the ambidextrous layout, textured scroll wheel, and a special feet to provide smooth motions. It looks like it's wired. I personally prefer wireless, but that's just me. It may also come in a wireless variant as well. From TechCrunch, Microsoft Pub Center producing strong results via YieldBuild online ad planning program. Microsoft Pub Center, Microsoft's competitor to Google's AdSense and Yahoo's Publisher Network, is being beta tested through ad network and layout optimization service YieldBuild and receiving positive results. We recently wrote about the encouraging reports we received from beta testers of Pub Center, which is a self-serve third-party ad publishers platform similar to AdSense and Publisher Network. Wow, that's a lot of pubs. The next story that we have is from PC World. A judge has killed the class action status in Vista Capable suit. Federal judge refused to restore class action status to the Vista Capable lawsuit, handing Microsoft Corporate's second major victory in the case in the last 2 months. Judge Marsh Peckman denied a motion by the plaintiffs to recertify a smaller group of consumers in this suit that or in the suit that has accused Microsoft of misleading PC buyers in the in 2006 and 07 by letting computer makers slap the Vista Capable sticker on machines that could only run Home Basic. Personally, if you ask me, that is misleading as all get out. You know, my opinion, however. So there's still a lawsuit, but it is not class action. So who knows what's going to happen with it? You know, typically it's the lawsuit, the class action lawsuits that get the traction. From Media Post News in the Online Media Daily section, to promote the upcoming fifth season of Deadliest Catch, Discovery Channel has teamed up with Microsoft to launch a simultaneous 3-screen campaign on Tuesday. Under the deal, Discovery will take 90% of the available inventory across MSN, MSN Mobile, Windows Live Hotmail, Microsoft Live Search, and Xbox Live to promote the cable TV series' primetime debut. So, okay. I think that's pretty unprecedented in terms of how much ad space they're buying, but still, kind of interesting. From Technologizer, good old Harry McCracken, Hewlett-Packard's MediaSmart server is going to crunch video and stream it to iPhones. Now, I think I covered this on the Apple Newslog podcast, but we'll go ahead and talk about it here too for those of you who don't get both. Basically, what's going on is HP released a new version of the software for the MediaSmart servers, or I guess a new plugin actually. And what it allows you to do is take video that you have on there that it understands and transcode it to stream to an iPhone. So kind of cool. Definitely a worthwhile upgrade if you're a heavy iPhone user and you have a MediaSmart server. I've considered getting one, but the problem is I already am using so much space that most of the MediaSmart or most of the Windows home server, retail level home server computers I've seen don't have enough drive slots for me to stuff enough space in there. So I don't know. I'm kind of about whether or not I'll get one. From MarketWatch, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has rejected 2 patent claims from Alcatel-Lucent, which may result in a multi-million dollar award against Microsoft being revoked. Wow. So basically, last April, a U.S. federal court awarded Alcatel-Lucent a whole bunch of damages from Microsoft for violating these patents relating to technology that allows users to enter dates into calendars. Microsoft appealed, and the patent office revoking those patents from Alcatel means that, you know, Alcatel's pretty much up a creek without a paddle in terms of actually collecting anything. So, kind of interesting. From the Tech Herald, Microsoft has been hit by a 9 million euro anti-competitive fine. Yes. Mm-hmm. The it works out to about $12 million in U.S. currency. So basically, the regulators in Europe, the anti-competitive regulators in Europe, are slapping them with a 9 million euro fine after the German Bundesgartlamp, I don't know how to pronounce that, revealed Microsoft to be guilty of influencing the price of its Office productivity suite. Well, duh. They want to make as much money as possible, people. I mean, come on. Who doesn't do that? Anyway, so they're being fined. They've been basically being fined constantly in Europe, so we'll follow this and see what happens with it over time. You know, it almost never is just boop, boop, taken care of, and we're done, you know, right away. So I'm curious to see what'll happen. That's pretty much it for this edition of Microsoft News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes at microsoft.quickshrift.com. I do host and produce several other podcasts. Feel free to check them out at podcasts.quickshrift.com. If you want to send me any feedback, any stories that you want me to talk about, comments, etc., etc., shoot me an email, microsoft@quickshrift.com, or shoot me a voicemail, 602-466-3134. Phone number's in the show notes, as is the email address. If you want to friend, follow, and or otherwise stalk and harass me online, my Facebook friend feed and Twitter profiles are also linked up in the show notes. And with that, that's pretty much it for this edition. So I will talk to all of you next week. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you then. Bye.